the voice of regional youth.
Rebecca Williams, Baghdad, Tasmania.
Steady on, steady.
I want a job, not just any job. I want a job in farming. Yes, I've got two good arms, two strong legs, a sharp brain, and I love working with livestock.
Come on.
I'm a hard worker and I'm loyal. Sound ideal, don't I?
Except that I'm a young woman. Many years have passed since women have been thought of as only useful in the kitchen and the bedroom. Today, women take on roles varying from chief executive officers to diesel mechanics and are equally as successful as men in performing such a wide variety of jobs. The world has evolved and realised it isn't only a man's world. Unfortunately, one of the areas that has not participated fully in this evolution is farming. From my experience, it is evident that in many areas of farming, women can still be looked upon as the inferior sex, and the full range of employment opportunities are still not available. If given the chance, women have a lot to offer farming. For years, women have excelled in gentle, quiet stock handling, ranging from rotational grazing and stockyard work to week-long musters. Women have a generally calm nature that is perfect for natural stockmanship and low-stress stock handling.
You get in there, I'll pull your damn head off. Come on.
Low-stressed animals are considerably higher producing, and women trained in the rural industry have proven themselves capable of undertaking general farm work such as fencing, stockwork, animal husbandry and operating machinery. In areas such as horse riding and wool classing, women can excel. So why do women, myself included, find it hard to get employment in an industry that would gain so much from them? Why do women looking for farm work in rural areas generally find it more difficult than men to gain employment? I am not trying to prove that women are better than men in the rural industry, simply just that we deserve equal rights in the employment and social areas of agriculture. When we look at office and administrative work, for example, we think of men and women as being equally talented at their occupations. That's what the youth of today have to work towards in farming.
Steady on, steady.
So, what do we do? How can we make this happen? History has proven that changing attitude takes perseverance, training, determination, and leaders showing the way. I intend to be one of those leaders. Although the opportunities for women in agriculture are improving, much still needs to be achieved before farming occupations can be considered gender-free.
Haywire.